Church. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand our praise and worship together this morning. Father, we are here to meet with you. Hallelujah. God, you are great, and we are thankful for your goodness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just praise him with me. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth and praise him. God, we thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We praise your name. Hallelujah.
You sing, God is able to do.
God is able.
rejoice, for he has made me glad.
matter the circumstance, no matter what we've been through, we sing, I will enter his gates.
Thank you, Father, that we are gladdened today because you have spoken your word into our lives. You have inhabited our praise. We worship you. Father, sanctify your people by your word. Sanctify and cleanse your people by your word and by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have come to hear you. We've come to receive from you. We've come to be transformed by you. So, Lord, that we can worship you truly. Out of a pure heart, Lord, O God, this day, God who bears our burdens, take from your people the weight of sin, the weight of troubles, the weight of all of the confusion in the world. Let your people experience you in a fresh way today. We declare healing over your people. that every inflammation in their system be eradicated now. Toxins eradicated. In the mighty name of Jesus, fungus disappearing right this very moment by the authority of your word. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that cataracts and glaucoma and diabetes and high blood pressure and every sickness and every disease, Lord, whatever it is that is contrary to them, that's caused them, Lord, not to experience gladness. Lord, oh God, let those things be eradicated now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let empty pockets be filled with favor. Lord, we thank you that you are the answer to every question. You're the answer to every situation, the solution to every problem. We receive all that you have, and we give you praise for all that you have done, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to the house of the Lord today. You may be seated. May the Lord meet you and I in this place today and forever transform our lives. Praise God. Worship team, thank you so very much. Praise God. The God we serve is not dead, he's alive. Amen? And today, be ready to experience God in a fresh way. Praise God. And if you know, God answers prayers. And God has you on his mind. You're not here by accident. God has something in store for you. Don't leave here today without receiving your portion. Amen? Did you hear what I said? What did I say? Don't leave here without receiving your portion. And your portion is God's portion for you. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has great things in store for you today. There is a turnaround for you today. Today is a day of miracles for you. Receive it. Do not look at the natural, because the natural will try to intimidate you. Look unto God, a good God, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. His faith moves mountains. His faith moves mountains. His faith moves mountains. And he is the author and the finisher of your faith. And his faith in you is perfect. It is not flawed. It is a glorious faith, a faith fully empowered to move every problem out of your way. Receive it now. For we were crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not us. But it's Christ that lives in us. And the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who has loved us and given himself for us. And this faith worketh by love. A man of God once said, you don't have any trouble. Just have faith in God. There are issues that have plagued you for a long time that are collapsing right now. They are crumbling. 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 And you will look and say, where is that problem? Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? It is gone. Because God is moving it off of your plate. I believe it's Psalm 68 and verse 4. If you can give me that verse. It says, sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. He's a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows. He's God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. You will not be rebellious. Hallelujah. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Anybody here that is weary? Well, God is saying, he's sending rain to confirm you as his inheritance. Hallelujah. Thy congregation had dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. The Lord gave the what? The word. And great was the company of those that published it. God gave his word, but you and I need to what? Publish it. Are you hearing? King of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Everybody is going to get something out of this. Hallelujah. Those that are in the forefront and those that are at home. Everybody. Because the abundance of God is at play. Watch this. Though ye have lain among the ports, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with what? Silver. And our feathers with yellow gold. God is shifting something right now. When the Almighty scattered kings, in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. Oh, Lord God Almighty. That means something very special to me. Because I was praying something this morning. The Lord took me somewhere up in the mountains to go minister his word. And as I was going with this saints, this ride, I started to see white. I thought, well, it was just white stuff, and because it was a different terrain. And when we got out, I found out it was snow. So, and then like shifted out of that dream and went, and it was like I was home. I'm driving out of my driveway, and it was snow all over the place, speckles of snow. So when I got up from that vision, I said, Lord, I don't want early snow. Let it not be wind. We still need summer. But the Lord had a different idea. And I saw it here now. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. So God is saying, I am scattering kings. Whatever it is that is in your way, I am moving it out of the way right this very moment. If you receive it, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan. And high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desired to dwell in. So no matter how much you jump, you are not going to match up with what I have chosen. Someone say, I am the chosen of the Lord. There's no competition. Hallelujah. Other hills may try to jump and try to be as high, but this is the chosen hill of the Lord. Praise God. Yet the Lord will dwell in it forever. Someone say forever. I am the chosen of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. Bashan, Sinai. Says, I've chosen. Thou hast ascended, watch this, on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God Almighty might dwell among them. Did you hear what God's word says? That God may dwell amongst his people, he has to give them what? Shout it. One more time.
Yes.
Gifts. We say, I receive the gifts of the Lord, so that the Lord may dwell amongst us. If the President of the United States or the Prime Minister of Canada is going to a country, they have to set up that place so that it is befitting. Yes? God does the same thing. He gives you gifts so that you are ready for him. You don't have the capacity to produce what he needs that is suitable for him, so he has to send whatever it is that he needs to be comfortable ahead. And he doesn't take it back when he's leaving. Huh? When a country is putting up the Olympics and they build the stadium and all the streets and houses are ready for the people to come, do they tear down the buildings and the stadium afterwards?
No,
it's there. The same thing with God. God is saying, I'm coming to visit with you. So I'm going to dispatch gifts in your direction so that when I come, I like the place. It looks like my place. the heavens. What did the Bible say in the first part? The heavens dropped down at the presence of the Lord. Is that what the Word of God says? Let's go back to 4:5. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that right upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him, a father of the fathers, a judge of the widows, and so on and so forth. And then it says this, verse 7. Let's look at verse 7. O God, when thou went forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth, what? Shook. Hallelujah. The earth what? Shook. The earth what? Shook. And the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. There is going to be a physical manifestation of that. There is going to be a physical manifestation of that to confirm to you as a sign that God is confirming his inheritance in you. There's going to be a shaking in the earth realm. Amen? Hallelujah. Watch your news. You're going to hear it. Just to confirm for you. Are you okay? Are you ready? You know, sometimes you guys just sit down. You're supposed to say, "Thus saith the Lord."
Thus saith the Lord.
Whatever you're hearing, receive it and be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Mama, please come.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, good day, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Sister Tessis, good to see you. What a surprise.
It's a new day for you.
Shalom. Hallelujah. All right, let us pray.
I was looking at her. I said, that's got to be Sister Tessis, but how? I didn't want to say anything. Mama was just talking about you 2, 3, 4 days ago.
Yes, you've been.
And your husband.
Inquired. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless
you.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. Jehovah sees before. Yeah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your holy name. We just want to thank you for your everlasting love for us. Thank you for our lives, our families. Thank you. Just a minute. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for all our families, all our children, biological children, spiritual children, extended families, friends, relatives, neighbors, all your children, from 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth every decade of life, from 120 plus. We bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Father, remember your children. You've given us your word this morning. We say, let the heavens drop for our sake. You have spoken it, so it is. We just say yes and amen to your word. Because you have said it, it shall surely manifest. So we receive the manifestation of Psalm 68 for us and our entire household. And for our church and our ministry, businesses and every part of our lives, city and nation, in Jesus' mighty name, we declare health, strength, blessings, wealth, a turnaround, and a testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you, children. We will see you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service this morning. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. We receive spirit and life for us and our household, city, nation, ministry, and everything that concerns us. Be in this service this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to read the word of the Lord this morning. You got one section already, so more is coming. Amen. So our scripture reading this month is going to be John 17. Praise the Lord. You know, part of the scripture Psalm 68 that Apostle read, you know, the Lord showed it to me. I had a night vision about a particular thing, and I was telling the Lord to explain it. So he has explained it to me as we read the scripture this morning. So praise the Lord. It was very specific and very clear, and I just want to praise God. I know God is present, and his word has come for me. So if you have not believed to this second, just put your hands up and say, Lord, I believe and I receive. Yes, I'm excited, but I just kind of put myself under control. So I'll scream more and shout more on my way home and when I get home. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, for God is a specific God. He does not lie. You know, he showed it to me very clearly and I saw it. And I didn't say anything to him. We don't have time Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. You know, and it was very specific. So I know miracles are happening right now. And you have a long-term issue that's not going away, you better believe God that it will go away now. Don't wait for later, now. Say amen. God is eradicating, moving things out and bringing in things. I say I receive my portion. Because some of the things you are dealing with are not natural. They are agents of darkness. And God is solving it even now for you and for me. So I receive my portion. Yes, there are some battles you will never be able to win on your own. You need the Lord. It's beyond what you can handle. So let the Lord handle it for you. I say, Lord, handle it for me. Praise the Lord. So if you have a long-term issue that is not going away, I believe God has... I know he has eradicated it for me. I don't know about you. So if you want, you can say, I receive my portion. Yes, nobody's going to carry your goods home for you. Carry your own now. I'm taking my drop the rubbish and carry his best. Say amen. All right, the word for the wise. The Bible said, let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. And the Lord is speaking to us this morning. All right, John 17, everybody's going to be there. There are 26 verses, so I'm just going to read. Let's go. These words Jesus spoke, he can see the death on the cross coming, yet he's releasing and telling us, this is his prayer for us. I will say amen to it. These words, these are the words of Jesus, every single one in this particular chapter. If you say the Lord has never spoken to you, where he's speaking to you, these are his words. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. He didn't lift his eyes to the problem. He didn't lift it to the cross that is coming. He didn't leave it to defeat and failure. He lifted it to the Father and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, and that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. What was the power given to him? Some flesh? All flesh. All flesh are under his control. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that's including me and you and everything that's attacking you, the power is in his hand, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Eternal life, meaning the life that never dies. It goes on and on. There is no end. Everlasting. Hallelujah. Life of the Father. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So believe this particular prayer and these words this morning, that you and your household, everybody will know him. It might not look like they do now, but they will. This is the prayer of Jesus. He never prayed anything that fails. His prayer is yes and amen. I say yes and amen. Including yourself. If you're not acting like him right now, you will act like him in Jesus' name. Say amen. I have glorified thee on the earth and have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He's saying he has finished everything. He has done everything. He's not gone to the cross. He's getting ready to go on. But you see, everything has to be finished before you get there. Before you get to what you are looking for, know that it is a done deal. I say it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Everything you are praying for, know that it is done already before you see it. Hallelujah. Jesus has finished everything in his mind, in his spirit, before he physically did it. May you finish everything in your mind and your spirit before you physically get there. If you have not seen the result, finish it in your mind and say, I have the result. Where does our kingdom, eternal life? Say, this is what I came to give. This is what he gave to us. How to do this? Say, I receive that. I'm not preaching this morning, so I won't have time to expand on anything. Verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. So you and your family, your spouse, your children, your parents, your business, everything, they belong to Jesus. So give it to him. Say, I give you myself, my family. Yes, Jesus said, if they belong to him, then we are in safety. Amen. You shall be kept by his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am kept by his word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Do you believe this? Say, I believe. Verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. So it's important to surrender yourself and your family. Give it to Jesus. These are the people he's praying for. Say amen. Jesus, pray for me. Hallelujah. How can it not be answered? I live under answered prayer. I live under answered prayer. Hallelujah. I belong to Jesus. Me and my household, I belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus. Glory and peace belong to Jesus. Say amen. Well, Jesus says he's praying for us, so nobody prays for you, you're prayed for. Master of everything. Hallelujah. He is the living word. We are preserved and guided by his word. The word is praying for us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, I'm praying for you, but they don't pray for you. If God is answering your prayer, they hate you. But God says, I'm praying for you. He loves me. And he loves you. The one that loves you the most is praying for you this morning. You are not unloved, and your prayers are not unanswered. They are answered. Say amen. Hallelujah. Say amen. I'm saying amen for me. And all mine are thine. Wow. And thine are mine. I am glorified in them. Everything that belongs to Father belongs to Jesus. And Jesus says they are all his. And you know what Jesus said? I've given it to you. I receive. I'm part of this family. Family of God. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and me. Amen. Three people said amen. Where you belong, you don't belong to your natural family. You belong to God's family. Jesus says you are his. Say, I belong to him. Say, that's why you can't stay in your natural family that long. You grow up, you move out, and you start another branch from that tree. The branch continues. Amen? We keep on branching out. Hallelujah. That's why I call generation. You keep on branching. You never stay in one place. You grow up under mom and dad. After a while, you're out. They say you flee the coop. But you didn't. That's how it is designed. Because you came from God and you're going back to God. You're on your journey back to him. Hallelujah. Mom and dad were good caretakers. They were God's agent on earth to take care of you. But when a time comes, they are no longer the one taking care of you. Find you be the one taking care of them. The role reverses. And so on, it goes on with the circle of life. May you know you belong to God this morning. God will always take care of me. Is he going to take care of you always? I can confess your prayer for you. You need to confess it for yourself. Verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. He's still on the earth. He's right there talking, and he said, I'm no longer here. I know where you are this morning. You got to set your affection on the Lord. Set your affection on Jesus. Everything on earth will always fail you. That's where your source is him. Say amen. I don't think we believe this yet, but you are going to believe it. Either believe it fast now or you believe it. You know, like in Nigeria, they say by what? By force or by fire, eh? By fire, by force. Don't enter by fire, by force. Just enter ease. Jesus says, my burden is what? Light. I like the light burden. I don't want heavy load. I don't want heavy load. Can you imagine carrying this building on your head this morning? How long are you going to last? Or even carrying this pulpit on your head? So I choose light this morning. I choose light. Light is good. Someone say light is very good. It's very good. Say cast your cares. So as they are coming to you, drop them. Amen. Take it, Jesus. I belong to you. This is your problem, not mine. Give your child, give your spouse, give your finance, give your health. Take it, Jesus. Take it from me. Say amen. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I, who's the son of perdition? Only one person God lost, that's Judas. Everybody is secured. And now come I to thee, And these things I speak, and why was Judas lost? He refused to repent. He took the wrong way out. It doesn't matter how sinful we are, there is a way out. It doesn't matter how big the problem is, there is a way out. I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. Yes, who else is going to solve it? Nobody else. When people have, they have money, they see you suffering, they do the Good Samaritan story, they walk the other way and leave you there to suffer. But Jesus will never leave you there. Why don't you just spend your energy crying to him, Jesus? Cry like Bartimaeus, get me out of this mess. Don't bother looking for somebody. They're not going to come get you. They're happy you're suffering because they want to feel good. And they like you feeling bad. But Jesus is going to rescue you today. Say, Lord Jesus, rescue me. If leaders are falling apart, people are happy. They say, Welcome to our club of suffering, not praying. So you need Jesus. Everywhere you are today, you need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Cry like Bartimaeus every day regarding that problem, and he will save you. Verse 13, and now come I to thee. Let's just finish reading. Read with me, let's finish. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world had hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that they should what? Thou should keep them from what? The evil. Say amen. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Say amen. You're hearing the word right now, so you are being sanctified. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Verse 20, say amen. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So are you a believer this morning? Do you believe the word of the Lord? You believe in the written and the spoken word of God. So this prayer, if you say, I was not there, look, you were included. That's you right there in verse 20. That's me right there. So if you have your paper Bible, write your name there. Say, that's me. Put your name right there in your paper Bible. This electronic one, there's no place to write on the side. If you know how to do that, you teach me how to do that. I have not discovered it. I've pressed every button. Praise the Lord. That's me right there. You heard the word. The apostles, they preached the word, they spread it, and it has come to all of us. Hallelujah. And now we all have copies. They didn't even have physical copies when they were preaching it, because there's only one copy. They have to go to the synagogue to go read that one copy. But we have copies. So, amen. Amen. I receive this for me and my household. That they all, verse 21, that they all may be what? One. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. So, we have been prayed into oneness in God in Christ. The Bible says we are in God in Christ, sealed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my abode in him, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them. and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Say amen. You are perfected in him, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. How does God love you? Same love. He loved Jesus. Somebody say, I'm loved. Somebody say, huh? Same love? Well, it doesn't matter whether you believed it or not. It is a done deed. It is written. It is written. It's in the will. It's in the will. The will says, I'm loved. So I am loved. Why do we cry if your spouse does not love you, or your children does not love you, or your neighbors don't love you, or your co-workers don't love you, or your church members don't love you? Why you cry? Your co-business partners don't love you? Why do you cry about that? Is their love purer than the love of God? They have dirty love. Might as well go for the best love. Somebody say, I'm loved. If you don't have any prayer to pray any morning, when you wake up, just say, I'm loved. Remain in him. Remain in him. Somebody say, I'm going to remain in him. If you don't do that, you are on the journey to Crackville. Say, I'm not on the journey to any Crackville. I'm on the journey from glory to glory. Yeah, you see, some of you, your mouth is not moving. So because you have not believed these things, nobody's going to believe it for you. My dears, start believing for yourself. Love yourself enough. This is a gift from God. I receive his gift. Somebody say, I love me. Yes, after you love God, you should love yourself. After you love yourself, then you can love somebody else. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you don't have it, you have nothing to give. Zero is zero at any time. Say amen. Say amen. When somebody show hate to you, calm down and then show love. You just scatter that person and melt them to pieces. Say amen. Say amen. Yes, after somebody show hate to you, pray for them. Don't let your mouth go to Crackville. Go to Gloryville. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two more. After I finish, I'm going to say in Jesus' name, pray for Israel, and we're done. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Amen. So we know it's real because we've been invited. Seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where are you sitting right now? Most times your mind doesn't tell you that. You just come to church, you look at the seat, say, what's this on my seat? What's this? You forget. You forget. May we not become forgetful hearer. May we remember where we are. Yes, we're sitting in this building, but our reposition is in Christ Jesus. In Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Say amen. I'm one with them this morning. I am one with them this morning. So if you are in that place, you can hear what the Spirit is saying. Some people say, I don't hear God. Well, get in there and you will hear. He speaks every day. And you can see every day. You can hear and see every day. I say you can hear and see every day. I say you can hear and see every day. Say, I receive that. If it's not happening to you, say, I receive it. Yes. Amen. Say amen. Father, I will, verse 24, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. What did I say? What's beholding? When you behold, what are you doing? You're seeing. So when I say you can see and hear every day, Some of you were like, eh? Wake up from Lolo land and be in glory land. Say amen. Train yourself in the things of the Spirit. Coming to church is activation time, but the real work is done at your own time. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody say, I can see. I can hear. Every day. As long as you remain in Him, you will be able to do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when I dream, I used to dream in black and white. I don't dream black and white. I dream colors. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Start growing in the grace that God has given to you. Say amen. Say amen. You know, when you can dream in colors, you are not pathetic, you are prophetic. Say amen. Say amen. But a lot of people uses the prophetic as a charlatan business. You don't need to do that. You don't need to be telling people that. Just be and manifest. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive all the gifts of the Spirit. Yes, it's given to you. God said, Jesus said, I give it to them. What you give me, I give to them. I receive my portion. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou loves me before when? The foundation of the world. So God's not looking at all your mess. You've been loved before the foundation of the world. That same love God gave to Jesus. Jesus said, I'm giving it to them, that love. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them thy name, and we declare it. So calling upon the name of the Lord, we read his name this morning. What was his name we read? You forgot already? You read his name. Jah. Everybody should be shouting it. Somebody say, I'm not a forgetful hearer. The word of God is carved in your heart. You cannot forget it. Say amen. What's his name again? Jesus says, I have called his name. I have declared unto them thy name. And we declare it. What about you? What's his name again? I'll give you one more time to catch up. I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it. I wonder if the devil shows up right now. When you start going, which devil is going to be scared of you? Meow, meow. Can meow and lion, which one will win? Meow will win? What? The Bible says, is there no lion in you? I said, with Jesus, I declared his name. I gave you three opportunities. Yes, he will. So, what's his name again? You must never be timid in the presence of God. Say amen. Demons are not scared of pussycats. They actually love pussycats. They love animals. The demon that came after Adam and Eve, what did he enter? A serpent. They love animals. Not only you that love animals, demons also love them. So if you have one in your house, make sure you pray and drive everything away from me so nothing uses that in your home. Say big amen. Foolishness will cost you. Glory will lift you. Say amen. Say amen. Doesn't matter what the pet is. Make sure everything. Say, Jesus, say, I sanctify myself. Sanctify yourself and your entire household. Say amen. Even your property. Say amen. When you sleep, even at night, creatures come around your properties. The Bible says no wild animal can enter there. So the ones that enter your property, make sure your property is sanctified. Because they roam around. That's their time to roam. While you rest, they are roaming. May they not roam into your home. Say a big amen. Did you not read the scripture? It says a little fly spoils the anointing. Even some of us, when we see flies, this is all we do. Go beyond that. A word for the wise. All right, last verse. Praise the Lord. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it. Jah, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That's in the Psalms. Praise the Lord. His name is Yahweh, Jesus. He has so many names. Our Ebenezer, our rock. Rise with me. You've been sitting for a while, so praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your holy word. All we are saying is saying your word. We receive every drop of prayer you have prayed for us. We say yes and amen. It is working right now in our lives, in our families, in our ministry, in our nation, in our city. We bless your holy name. It is well with us and our household. Somebody say it is well with me and my household and everything that concerns me. Yes, you've been prayed for, so say a big amen. Amen. So Lord, we pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace to the nation of Israel, and that same peace is all over the nations that we call before you. All nations where someone is calling on the name of the Lord. Hear their cry and answer them. Be in the service this morning as we are also calling on your name. Be magnified. Be glorified. We thank you for mega testimonies that we're going to come back saying, look what the Lord has done. We thank you for divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, divine joy, and all the gifts of the Spirit functioning in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, be in the word this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace and favor. And we thank you for the prophetic word you gave to us earlier. We say yes and amen. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
God is good. Amen. Thank you. The last 2 weeks, we have been exploring the word of the Lord concerning the subject of giving and receiving. Now, my intent was to stop last Sunday morning and wrap up in the evening. But the Lord wants me to go a little bit further. So today, I'm going to explore this subject a little bit deeper. Now, First Peter chapter 5 and verse 2. First Peter 5 and verse 2 makes a very striking statement. He says, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. So the minister of the gospel is to serve the people of God out of a pure, willing heart. Amen? But then it says, not for filthy lucre. Praise God. Don't serve because of money. That's what filthy lucre is. But of a ready mind. Have a ready mind to serve the people of God. Not because of what you're going to get or not get from them. Just do it. Amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, I'll take it from verse 1. It says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Ministers of God are called to be stewards of the mysteries of God. He says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. Stewards are to be faithful. They're not there for their own selfish goals and ideas. And it is from that position that I share with you today the word of truth. Amen? In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, Malachi 3 and verse 10, it says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Bring all the tithe so that there is meat in where? In mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Enough room to receive what? Shout it out loud. God says, you want the blessing? A lot of people crying out, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me. Oh, Father, bless me. And God, you want the blessing? Bring the tithe. So that there is meat, supplies in my house. When you bring the tithe, where does the blessing come? Come on. It's right there. It comes to whose house? The Lord's house. Hallelujah. It comes to the Lord's house. It comes to the church. Praise God. And the church needs that. Early this morning, after my prayer time here, I have my routines. I check, written different things, and I'm going south to the post office to check on some things there, and I saw a lady at the corner of mountain and main, draping herself with some kind of cloth, and I said, oh my. So I looked, young lady, might be in her late 30s or early 40s at the very most, beautiful lady, she's on the street. My thought, wow, can she be helped? But if I don't have the resources to help her, how can I help her? It takes finances to help. Amen? And those finances must be in the hands of God's people. And God says to us that the way for increase is for us to serve Him with the seed that He gives to us. For He's the God who multiplies our seed sown. Is that not the word of God? Okay. Now, it says, so that there's meat in my house. He said, I'm going to pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. In essence, God is saying, no matter how big your bank account is, I'm going to overwhelm you. It's a promise. But that promise is contingent on me, us bringing all the tithe. He says, I'm going to do this. He says, and that's not all I'm going to do. I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Amen. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to protect the blessing. Praise God. I'm going to increase you, and I'm going to protect the increase I bring around you. But you've got to do one thing, bring all the tithe. Then I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he says, and he, the destroyer, shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Because you see, the enemy is not very interested in destroying your seed, as much as he's interested in destroying your fruit. That is, that at the time that you should be receiving the manifestation of your struggle, the manifestation of the blessings of God in your life, that's when he's going to come and destroy it. Based on what? Based on the fact that you've not been faithful in the tithe. You can choose not to tithe, and things will look like they are going well for you. But the end of the story is you will lose, because there will be no rebuke of the devourer. That makes sense? Yes. People who do not honor God with their giving think they're doing somebody else. No, you're doing yourself. You're hurting yourself, because your end is not going to be as wholesome as you think. All that money that you've saved in the bank so that you can go on billion cruises, you'll find out that you're going to be spending it pushing a wheelchair or a walker and shaking all over the place, spending your money at the pharmacist. Because the blessing is not protected, because it's not a blessing. How many times have I seen people that look like they're all put together, everything falls apart at the end when they needed it the most? When they needed it the most. Because they were not faithful, the enemy is able to destroy the fruit. You see, the days of Gideon, the Midianites allowed the Israelites to sow. And they showed up when it was harvest time and destroyed the harvest. The problem is not at the beginning, it is the end. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Don't tap into the destruction. Tap into the blessing, so that the blessing of God is forever protected in your life and increases, fortified. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. In other words, your vine, you know, you can have fruit, and if it falls before time, because the wind comes and blows on it, and all your fruit is on the ground, not ripe, that's it. God says, I'm going to make certain that nothing messes with the vision. There are not going to be any abortions. Amen? No miscarriage. Glory be to God. Is somebody listening? This is what the Lord of hosts says. It says, and furthermore, all nations shall call you blessed. Wherever you go, they say, that's a blessed man. For ye shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. Everybody wants to invest in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that is one level. The tithe and the offerings. At another time, I will talk about the accusation that people were railing on God. Actually, verse 13 talks about it. It says, your words have been stout against me, said the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? He says, your words, you've been attacking me. And says, but you're saying, what did we say? We didn't say nothing. He says, what you have said, you said it. It is vain. It is vain to serve God. What is the use serving God? You said. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully, not rejoicing, mournfully before the Lord of hosts? He says, and now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Hey, look at the people of the world. And says, I can't help you because you've not been in the right place. The blessing is available. All I need to do is open the windows. Not shut the windows on you. Open the windows. And I'm going to rain blessings on you. An increase will come. Hallelujah. I'm going to rain. You see, the rain that's coming is going to be so graced with all the minerals that you need for your crop to grow. Everything that you need, it's going to come down already prepared just for you. So that's one. But then the word of God says in Ezekiel chapter 44 and verse 30. Ezekiel chapter 44 and verse 30. It says, and the first of all the first fruits of all things, the first of all the first fruits of all things, the first of all the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblations shall be the priest. Now, watch this. It says, and the first of all the first fruits. Oh, I don't know if you're ready for this. Are you ready for this? We talked about the tithe. The tithe is actually a first fruit. Did you know that? It's the first tenth. But God says the first part of that tenth. Are you sure you're ready for this? Remember what I said to you. I'm not sharing the word of God and the mysteries of God for filthy lucre. I'm sharing the truth of the word of God for your benefit. Huh? What does it say? And the first of all the what? First fruits. So that's the first part of the first part. Yeah? We agree? And every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblations, when you give in something to the Lord, he says, take a part of that. It belongs to the priest. Ye shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing, that he may what? Cause the blessing to rest in whose house? Your house. For the blessing to come and stay in your house, God says, take the first of the first and bring it, hand it to the man of God, so that he causes the blessing to come into your life. All that pastor wants is my money. Keep it. The word of God says something. He says, you want the blessing to stay? He says, bless that priest, that man of God, that woman of God, that one who is searching out the mysteries of God and bringing it to you. He says, find him. You see, your first fruit is a powerful tool that God looks at because you are honoring his representative in the earth. This is the person that represents me, that is hearing my voice and bringing it to you, and you are honoring him, and God says, I'm going to honor you because you honor what I have honored. You are honoring what I have chosen. You've made it important in your life. Now, blessing is going to come into your house. Just like you gave the first fruit for my house, now, you taking the tenth of the tenth, he says, now the blessing comes to your house. Somebody shout hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, 1 Timothy 5 and 17, we read these words. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of what? Double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Those that are serving you with the word and the doctrine, teaching you the things of God, it says, call them worthy of double honor. Hallelujah. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. This morning, the Lord was speaking to me about certain individuals that I experience in the blessings of God. I know of a young man when he first came to this house, all he had was a bike. That's just a few years ago, it's not long ago. He was riding his bike. He decided, I'm going to come to the house of God. I'm going to clean the house of God. And he decided, I'm going to go and I'm going to take care of the pastor's yard. So, every other day he's there watering. Guess what he's riding today? One of the best, I think maybe the nicest looking vehicle in the yard. I look at the car and I say, yikes, that is nice. It was not from the tithe. It was from the first fruit of service. Because first fruit doesn't necessarily mean money. It means I'm going to help the man of God or the woman of God fulfill his mandate. He's driving the nicest of the vehicles from. Now he's. I can go on and tell you stories of different people, and I can also tell you of people who used to honor and do the right thing, and they stopped for whatever reason, and the struggles that they faced afterwards. And I just look at them. If you only knew to do and continue doing the right thing, you will not be struggling right now. You do yourself a disservice when you don't understand the principles of giving. You just think it's, oh, I give my tithe. Yeah, that's good. But God says, that only brings blessings to my house. But you zero in to the man or the priest and bring that first. If God sees the God who is supposed to be first, says, bring the first of the first to the priest, do you think he's dumb? Or he's setting you up for something greater? You find a way. You find a way, any which way. I'm going to carry his bag. He's very, very able to carry his Bible and whatever else. But that's the thing that you've zeroed in and says, you know what? I'll carry his Bible. So the Bible talks about Elijah, the one who's busy washing the feet of the prophet. Huh? Can't he wash his own feet? No, I'm going to tap into something here that's going to propel me into my destiny. You find any which way you can connect with that grace of the one that God chose, you connect, because that's how you're going to come to your own fulfillment. Oh, if I bring to him, he's going to be better than me. No. Guess what? God, in setting up the tribes, all the 11 tribes had their own property. They had their own land. Guess who did not have land? The Levites. Why did God position the Levites not to have land? So that they become the one that's like the poor that everybody sows into so that they can come into their increase. He doesn't have anything. I'm better than him. No, God made him that way to set you up for a blessing. So tap into it. Tap into it. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. Oh, our time is going so fast. Galatians 6 and verse 6. While you have Galatians 6 and verse 6 on, get ready, 1 Corinthians 9 and 14. Galatians 6 and verse 6. It says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. If you've been taught the word, it says communicate. This is a way of, you know, the word of God saying fellowship, but it's also give into the life of thy one that is teaching you good things, not junk. In all good things. Be not deceived. God is what? Not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. But notice the context where it starts out. Before it starts going to this sowing, it starts out with communicating with the man that is teaching you. The one that is teaching you. He says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. A man that sows shall also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Wait a minute. This is quite interesting. God is talking about sowing to the flesh. Now, when he's talking about sowing to the flesh, he's not talking about chowing down hamburgers. People give so that they can receive. I'm going to sow so that I can buy that house or buy that car and so on and so forth. That is a way of sowing to the flesh. But God says there's a way to sow into the realm of the Spirit. The way to sow into the realm of the Spirit is not to be looking at what you can get, but how you can be a blessing. How can I be a blessing? How can I seek first the kingdom of God and his purposes, his vision and his ideas, and be a blessing so that the blessing can continue in my life? He says, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit, the word, the words that I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, at the right time. What due season is this? The due season is a time of harvest. Remember what I said to you earlier, the enemy is targeting the harvest, not as much the seed. Yes, he wants to destroy the seed, but he really wants to destroy the fruit. That's the future. In due season we shall reap if we what? Faint not. If you faint in your giving, you will not reap the harvest. Because when the harvest comes, you'll be too tired or too lazy or whatever to tap into it. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now that household of faith and all men is all of us included, because we are all the priesthood of God. But in specificity, it is all men who are in the household of faith or proclaiming the word of faith. Make sure that you bless those that are serving in the house. Amen? Bless them. Encourage them. Praise the Lord. And I find this very interesting. He says, you see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand. This is so important that I had to write it with my own hand. And big, bold letters. In bold exclamation. Get this point. This is how the blessing comes to your house. 1 Corinthians 9 and 14. And while you have 1 Corinthians 9, 14 positioned, look for Matthew 10, 41. It says, even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of how? The gospel. This part was a little bit tough for me for many years. As you very well know from my story, my family came from the business area. And when it comes to ideas for business, I'm not short of it. But one of the things God banned me from was doing business. Now, I'm not saying other pastors cannot. And in fact, many times it is encouraged. But God banned me. He says, this you're not going to do. In fact, when Pastor Lucas from Albright called me to come pastor Albright Memorial, I was set to go to Toronto to go do my MBA. And when God saw that that's the direction I was going, he made certain I don't go in that direction. He shut it down right away. Got a church that I hardly attended to call me to become their pastor. I am Pentecostal Word of Faith. They are Methodist kind of a background. They don't raise their hands. They don't clap. They don't hallelujah, nothing. How are they going to get me that's going to be a loud mouth preaching and shouting and saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and speaking in tongues, coming to... Oh, but God said, and the church is right. Just go down a few blocks from here. You get to where Albright used to be. God forbid it. Because he knew me. If I start business, I'm going to go at it. He said, that's not how you're going. I tried working. He shut that down too. He says, you preaching my gospel? You're going to eat from the preaching of the gospel. You're going to live of the gospel. That's the way I've assigned it for you. Matthew 10. 41. And while you put in Matthew 10, 41 up, get 1 Corinthians 9, 11 in place. It says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. When you receive the prophet, God says, you're going to receive the prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. I love it. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Now, the number one righteous man is our Lord Jesus Christ. When you receive his sons that are righteous because they've been set apart by him for a particular purpose, he says you're going to also receive a righteous man's reward, which is a set apart reward. It's a reward that speaks. We come boldly into the presence of God because of the gift of righteousness that God has given. But this also follows. When you receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, meaning that if the man of God, the priest, sends a representative to you, receive that one that is sent to you like you receive the one that sent him. Let me put it this way. Let's say somebody invites me and says, man of God, we'll really, really be honored to have you come to our home. And they are ready to do whatever to be a blessing to me. And I send somebody. The same honor and grace they would have shared with me. God's word says, do the same for this one. Because as you connect with that grace, there's a righteous reward for you. You dishonor the man that was sent, there's no reward. You get it? Okay. Because that person is representing somebody. I represent the Lord speaking to you right this very moment. Dishonoring me is dishonoring the Lord. So the Lord says, if they don't receive you, they've not received me. Am I speaking the truth here? Is that the Bible? Okay. 1 Corinthians 9:11. While you're putting that up, hold up 1 Timothy 5:18. 1 Timothy 5:18. It says, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? Is that in your Bible? It is? It says, if that man is sowing to you spiritual things, the word of God, what's the problem? Is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. He says, this is our right. But we know you. You're going to start yapping off. And then instead of the gospel going ahead, it doesn't go ahead because of talk. But really, why is this a problem? That's what Paul is asking. Why is this a problem? Don't you understand that this is how the blessing comes to your house? Do you not know that they which minister about holy things leave of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar partakers with the altar? Don't you know this? First Timothy 5:18. While you have 1 Timothy 5:18 up, hold up Proverbs 11:25. The word of God restates that. I read this already before. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. Proverbs 11:25. And while you have Proverbs 11:25 in place, have Philippians 4:17. It says, a liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Now this is a powerful passage of scripture. The liberal soul, that's one who's willing to give, shall be made fat, shall be made prosperous. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. In other words, while you are taking care of his need, your need gets taken care of. Let me put it this way. God sends a prophet to the widow of Zarephath. Remember? So the widow of Zarephath, he says, I've already put somebody in place to take care of you. Okay? He gets there, and the woman that he sent, God sent him to take care of him, is broke. She has her last flour and last oil. She's going to prepare the last meal, and her and her son are going to eat it and what? Die. And the prophet says, bring me water. And while the woman was going, and water was difficult. It was a drought. She was going willingly to go get the water. He says, and bring me some food. And the woman says, but that's all I got. We're going to eat it and die. And he says to her, do whatever. Whatever you choose to do. So the woman goes and makes the food and brings it to him and goes back, and there's still flour and there's still oil. And she cooks that and cooks that, and her entire household are kept because she gave to the priest first. First, he says, make it for me to eat, then you eat. If I don't eat, exactly the plan that you have is going to come to pass. You're going to die. But if you are investing in the son, the daughter, the servant of God, God blesses you. A young man, I call him young, not because I'm older than he, but he's older than me. Many years ago, came to me and said, man of God, I'm going to support you in your ministry for the rest of my life. I said, okay. Thank you. That's the only one person that truly, without fail, this has been close to 30 years. Every single month, without fail, and he does not even attend this service here. Every single month, faithfully has kept his word. Kept his word. What do you think God does for that kind of a man? When the enemy came and tried to kill him, God revealed and was raised from the dead. Are you listening to me? When the enemy tried to kill his wife, guess what? Raised from the dead. When the enemy tried to kill the daughter, same thing. The enemy always comes. But if you are fortified already, there is nothing he can do. In fact, on the day the enemy wanted to kill the wife, he wanted to kill all of the family. They're driving from one city and heading home, and she has brain aneurysm. It bust right there. But guess where it bust? Right in front of a fire. department. So, and she was driving, and she was able to maneuver the car. How she did, nobody knows, and stop the car right in front in a highway where there is nothing. You can drive for hours and hours and hours and hours and see nothing that is of any consequence. She stops at the right place. Guess what protected her? That giving that they've been given all this while, God says, I'll rebuke the devourer. You've got to learn that God waters you. When you're watering somebody, God will water you. If you taking a hose and you doing some stuff, you get wet too. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:17. Philippians 4:17, and while you have that, have Luke 12:33 in place. Oh my Lord, the time is gone. Okay, let's do this. Philippians 4:17. He says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire what? Fruit that may abound to your what? Account. I desire fruit that will abound towards your account. He says, listen, I'm talking to you about all this stuff, but this is not about me. It's about you having fruit that abounds towards your account. Now, that word account, remember what we're talking about, the word eulogia? Yeah? Eulogia meaning pleasant speech, laudable speech. The sacrifice that speaks, and the word of God tells us that when we give, and we got that from that word, he who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, but he that sows bountifully, is that word eulogia, bountifully, shall also reap bountifully. Okay, now when we come here, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. You know what that word account word, that word is? Is the word logos. Logos. In the beginning was the word logos. In the beginning was the word, and the word, the account, was with God, and the account was God. That account is a word. And he's saying, I'm not looking for something from you, but what I want is, I'm desiring fruit that will abound towards your account, or fruit that is going to keep on speaking. It's going to keep on speaking. Wow. Luke 12:33. And then we're going to close up with Proverbs 11:24 today. Proverbs 11:24. It says, sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupted. And says another passage says, it says, for where your heart is, that's where your treasure is going to be. It says, so invest in the heavens where thieves cannot approach and the moth cannot corrupt, because If your heart is not there, your heart is going to be corrupted. Yeah? Remember, we talked about that before. Okay. Now, God says, he says, I tell you what, this is how serious this is. It says, even if you have to go sell something, so you have to give. He said, sell it. So that you give alms. He says, this way you are going to provide yourselves. You're going to provide what? Yourselves. You're going to provide for yourselves. Bags. Not just one bag. Bags which wax not old. In other words, they stay new. Because God will not put new wine into old wineskins. Jesus is alive. Okay. Do me a favor. Let me do you a favor. You do me a favor. Give me some extra time. Second Corinthians chapter 9. Second Corinthians 9. I want you to see something here. Remember what I've just talked about. About that bags that do not wax old, which makes it the capacity for you to receive fresh things consistently. 2 Corinthians 9, please, quickly. 2 Corinthians 9, let me do it myself. Verse 6. Are you learning something yet? I hope so. But this I say, we sow it sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he we sow it bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth it in his heart, so let him what? Give. Not how? Grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that he always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. This is God's agenda. I want to bring you to a place where there is no lack and you are able to do whatever you got to do and do it not sweating it. He said, as it's written, he had dispersed, he had given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. And verse 10, it says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food. In other words, God is going to minister to you what? Seed. And he's not only going to give to you seed, he's going to give to you bread. That's completed. And multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service. Not only supplied the wants of the saints, but it is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Now, God is positioning his people to experience all of his graces. The word grace is the word charis, or gifts, which is powered by his anointing. And all of this is connected to giving. The reason many are struggling is because they've not learned this powerful secret. And I wrap up with Proverbs 11:24. In Psalm 68 and verse 19, the word of God says, God daily loads us with his benefits. Every day, you're loaded with his benefits. In Proverbs 11 and verse 24, Proverbs 11 and verse 24, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is he that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tended to poverty. God says, there's this guy, he's busy scattering. He's scattering abroad, everywhere. And yet, it keeps on increasing. But the one who's tight-fisted and withholds more than is meet. He didn't say don't withhold. He says, withholding more than is necessary will tend, will walk into the realm of poverty or lack. That is not our portion. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we are thankful this day for your manifold blessings. Lord, let your word take root in the lives of all that have heard these words. Your word says, a liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Let there be a resurgence of great grace and great favor upon your people. Let your people not only give so that your house is filled with meat, but Lord, oh God, may they also give that their house may be filled with meat. Lord, in all of our givings, let lives forever be changed. We seek you with all of our hearts, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. Blessed be your holy name forever. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you get it? Did you get the message? You understood it well? That's good. That's all that we want. This time, we're going to share in communion together. And encourage those that have not released their seed of faith. This is the time that you bring your tithe and your offerings, and you sow what God has blessed you with. If you are on welfare, this is the way to get out. Give your way out. Don't be in bondage. Don't be in bondage to the systems of this world. God has favor for you. He has a place for you. And this morning we've shared about keys in the kingdom. Now let us begin to tap into the benefits connected to giving by sharing communion together. So good to see Sister Tess with us this morning. This is the greatest sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of the Lord. There's a song we used to sing. It is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me. It is no longer I that liveth, but Jesus that lives in me. In me, in me, Jesus is the life in me. It is no longer I that liveth, but Jesus that lives in me. As you take of this body, let it be loud and clear that He is the one that's living in you. And from this point on, you no longer see yourself as a brazen laver. You see the blood shed. And it takes the image of you away. When you see yourself now, you see yourself through the sacrifice of the Lord. For He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon Him, and by the stripes that He bore, we are healed. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Let's take up the cup of blessing. As we behold Him this morning, may everything that darkens your life be faded away.
Amen.
And we declare the light of Jesus. His boldness, His love, His strength, His healing, His blessings. And He that gives us seed to the sower to sow and bread to the eater will be our portion.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Let's say hello to some of the saints online. Sister Jeanette, we see you.
Hi, Sister Jeanette.
Stuart family.
Stewards,
Brother John.